welcome back to Surge Towards You, where we dive into the world of sports and romance. In today's episode, we'll be discussing chapter 14 of this heart-racing story. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Fujoshi. Can you believe what just happened in this chapter? I'm still trying to catch my breath. Chongha and Yiram finally had a heart-to-heart conversation, and it was an emotional roller coaster. Chongha found Yiram crying in the dark corner of the ice rink and was upset because they were supposed to be just friends with benefits. But Yiram finally confessed his true feelings about Chongha, and it was so beautiful and heartwarming. Yiram admitted that he got his hopes up, but didn't want to pressure Chongha into reciprocating his feelings. He asked Chongha not to break up with him, and that just snapped something in Chongha. He told Yiram that he would never say that ever again to Yiram, and that they could fix their misunderstanding. The chemistry between them was electric, and they both admitted that their sport suited the other person. Yiram on the ice rink and Chongha being free on the swimming pool. Yiram looked so beautiful on the ice and Chongha was free in the water. They shared a passionate kiss, and I think I might have swooned a little bit. It's so incredible to see them finally admitting their feelings and being honest with each other. I think it's safe to say that we've all been rooting for them to get together from the very beginning, and this chapter did not disappoint. I can't wait to see what happens next between Chongha and Yiram. Will they finally be able to pursue a real relationship and take their love to the next level? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zeal Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zeal Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zeal Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.